Chapter 1. The old woman muttered to herself as her feet shuffled along the surface of the dry, cracked terrain. Her slippers scratched the dirt, kicking silky clouds of dust into the wavering air. She held a large bag in one hand and clutched her shawl around her shoulders with the other. The beat of her labored footsteps was the only sound, a slow and plodding sound that never hesitated. She walked on. There was no path to speak of, but she didn't need one. She knew where she was going. She was following the traces of something invisible to her, but unmistakable. She was following the instincts of a mother searching for her son. For weeks now, she had felt the chilling fear a mother feels at the possibility of losing her child. Somewhere in the world she had just left, her 13th child was slipping away. Not from her sight, for she knew he lay silent and pale in a hospital bed. He was slipping steadily away from her senses. She could no longer feel the life current of him. She could no longer speak to him in the wordless ways that they had shared for almost 50 years. As the force of life weakened in him, so did his ties to the world of matter and thought. There was very little time left, she knew. His heart had failed, his body was dying, and the doctors were poised to give up the fight. What else could she do but journey into this timeless place where his presence had gone and seek him out? She would find her youngest son, the soul of her soul, and she would bring him home. Beyond her fragile form, there stretched a vast landscape of sand and rock and all manner of lifeless things. There was no color, save for billowing clouds of slate blue that swarmed above her soundlessly. Lightning seared the depthless heavens, blinding her in jagged rhythms. But this storm was made of dreams. This was a storm born of feeling and wonder, and such things would not slow her progress. Sarita continued on, the sound of her breath echoing into the silence. Her pulse quickened, and her chest heaved as if her...